Okay, now you were telling me what you call it when you go in and weed the cotton.
And cultivate it.
Okay. And what about when you you go in and harvest it? What's that called?
Picking cotton.
Okay.
Makes me tired every time I think about it.
That's not done much anymore, not by hand
No, and the reason we, and you might not be particularly interested in this, but the way the government has programmed things that you can only, you're allotted so many acres, and when you have an allotment, say 12 acres, you can't get hand pickers, and people who own cotton pickers don't want the food with that little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So you're forced not to raise cotton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see what I can do. What do you call the land on which a crop is grown, like a cotton or
a farm?
Okay, but a particular area you might drive by and say there is a cotton blank.
A cotton farm or a cotton allotment, or nowadays they speak of it in as allotments. I really don't know what you.
Okay, I'm talking about. It's not a patch, because a patch would suggest something very small. But something that's large and planted in cotton would be called a cotton
plantation. Is that what you, okay, the word you're looking for?
Well, I want a pronunciation on this, so I'm going to show you.
Oh, a cotton field.
And another thing I'm interested in, I have heard some interesting stories about the various kinds of fencing that have been used in this part of the country. What are some of the kinds of fencings that you mentioned a few that are on the farm and the ranch around here, but can you elaborate a little bit and tell me the various?
One of the original fences that was built in this county was built by Mr. Thomas O'Connor, and it was made of planks, and it was called an A-frame.
Mm-hmm.
And they just made A-frames and put planks across it ever so often.
Mm-hmm.
And he reportedly built the first fence that came from the San Antonio River south on his property to keep his cattle in his on his land.
Mm-hmm.
And then the barbed wire came. Mm-hmm. And there are many, many kinds of barbed wire. People who collect it have all sorts of names for them. I'm not really familiar. I have about 15 different types.
Mm-hmm.
Right offhand, I don't look at them enough to know the names of them. And then there's what we term the hog wire, which is not but about 18 inches wide.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a mesh that may be 4 inches, 4 by 5 rectangular, to keep the hogs from coming. And you put that in addition to maybe a couple of barbed wires up above it. And then there's chicken wire, which is you can get a small gauge or a large gauge. There's hardware cloth, which is a real small little square that screens out the smaller things. Then there's what we call a bull wire.
Mm-hmm.
And this is large rectangular things, comes in about 8 foot widths for cattle put around pens.
Mm-hmm.
To keep cattle in, because if they are not enclosed in something, they can't get through. When you're working with them, they run against it and they would be out.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time.
What about wooden fences now? Maybe around the house, or you know, up around the
only yard fences.
Now, what's a yard fence?
around the house.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, what would it? What does that indicate? Any particular construction? Or
well, you use a 1x6 plank.
Uh-huh.
Or then they have what they call palings, you know, just the well, I've always had referred to them as a paling fence.
Mm-hmm.
There's another name for it.
Is that the kind with the little point on it?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
There's another name for it.